Hasten to examine your own ruling faculty and that of the universe and that of your neighbour, your own that you may make it just and that of the universe that you may remember of what you are a part, and that of your neighbour that you may know whether he has acted ignorantly or with knowledge, and that you may also consider that his ruling faculty is akin to your own. As you yourself are a component part of a social system, so let every act of yours be a component part of social life. Whatever act of yours, then, has no reference, either immediately or remotely, to a social end, this tears asunder your life, and does not allow it to be one, and it is of the nature of a mutiny, just as when in a popular assembly a man acting by himself stands apart from the general agreement. The quarrels of little children and their sports, and poor souls carrying about dead bodies, such is everything, and thus what is exhibited in the representation of the mansions of the dead strikes our eyes more clearly. Examine into the quality of the form of an object, and detach it altogether from its material part, and then contemplate it, then determine the time, the longest which a thing of this peculiar form is naturally made to endure. You have endured infinite troubles through not being contented with your ruling faculty, when it does the things which it is constituted by nature to do. But enough of this distress. When another blames you or hates you, or when men say about you anything injurious, approach their poor souls, penetrate within, and see what kind of men they are. You will discover that there is no reason to take any trouble that these men may have this or that opinion about you. However, you must be well disposed towards them, for by nature they are friends, and the gods too aid them in all ways, by dreams, by signs, towards the attainment of those things on which they set a value. The periodic movements of the universe are the same, up and down from age to age. And either the universal intelligence puts itself in motion for every separate effect, and if this is so, be you content with that which is the result of its activity, or it puts itself in motion once, and everything else comes by way of sequence in a manner, or indivisible elements are the origin of all things. In a word, if there is a God, all is well, and if chance rules, do not you also be governed by it. Soon will the earth cover us all, then the earth too will change, and the things also which result from change will continue to change for ever, and these again for ever. For if a man reflects on the changes and transformations which follow one another, like wave after wave and their rapidity, he will despise everything which is perishable. The universal cause is like a winter torrent, it carries everything along with it. But how worthless are all these poor people who are engaged in matters political, and as they suppose are playing the philosopher. All drivellers. Well then, man, do what nature now requires. Set yourself in motion if it is in your power, and do not look about you to see if anyone will observe it, nor yet expect Plato's Republic. But be content if the smallest thing goes on well, and consider such an event to be no small matter. For who can change men's opinions? And without a change of opinions, what else is there than the slavery of men who groan while they pretend to obey? Come now and tell me of Alexander and Philip and Demetrius of Phalerum. They themselves shall judge whether they discovered what the common nature required, and trained themselves accordingly. But if they acted like tragic heroes, no one has condemned me to imitate them. Simple and modest is the work of philosophy. Draw me not aside to indolence and pride. Look down from above on the countless herds of men and their countless solemnities, and the infinitely varied voyagings in storms and calms, and the differences among those who are born, who live together and die, And consider, too, the life lived by others in olden time, and the life of those who will live after you, and the life now lived among barbarous nations, and how many know not even your name, and how many will soon forget it, and how they who perhaps now are praising you will very soon blame you, and that neither a posthumous name is of any value, nor reputation, nor anything else. Let there be freedom from perturbations with respect to the things which come from the external cause, and let there be justice in the things done by virtue of the internal cause. That is, let there be movement and action terminating in this, in social acts, for this is according to your nature.